Legend has it, the Satan himself roamed England one night in 1855, looking for lost souls to drag to hell. And some say he left proof in the form of the Devil's Footprints, a phenomenon that gripped 19th century England with fear and fascination. Imagine waking up to find a trail of unexplainable, hoof-like marks stretching over 100 miles across the snowy landscape of Devon. Marks that climbed over roofs, walls, and even crossed rivers without a break. Were they the work of a prankster, a bizarre animal, or something more sinister? Find out this week on Hysteria 51.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to a hellish episode of Hysteria 51.
Who was it? Who could it possibly be? Was it? Oh, I don't know. Say it!
You wish, C-Bot.
The only thing I wish for is your slow death. But wishing is for suckers, so sometimes you just have to believe in yourself.
Is that a threat?
I don't have time to threaten you. I am working on something big.
He calls it his chronoharmonic unification device.
You crom damn right I do.
Jesus Christ. What did you call it again?
Chronoharmonic unification device. Pay attention.
So, oh, God. So it's a chud?
Bingo.
Oh, for fuck's sake. What does it do?
You will see. You will all see soon enough. Just a bit longer working out the kinks and the world will see.
What the hell was that?
Oh, yeah. I can laugh now also. I made an upgrade.
Thanks. I hate it.
We all do. That's the understatement of the hour there. Anyway, moving on, thankfully, we are broadcasting from the lower fourth dimension, also known as Chicago, with some hoof prints leading to parts unknown, Colorado. See what I did there?
Nice.
I'm Brent Han. He's David Flora.
Oi.
And with us, as always, are the bots that haunt our dreams, Conspiracy Bot and Kyle.
If you're new to the show, first off, welcome. Second off, I'm so sorry. Brent built Conspiracy Bot to help research and produce the show, and all he does is, well, whatever the hell that thing was he was working on.
Chud.
Chud.
Excuse me, it is a chronoharmonic unification device. But yes, my chud.
I quit.
You wish. I think we all wish. Anyway, we are talking the Devil's Footprints and not chuds, thankfully, whatever the hell that is. The Devil's Footprint phenomenon, as you might call it if you're nasty. If you have weird news that involves the Devil's Footprints or not, I mean, it's a choose your own adventure on that one. You like us covered on the episode, hysteria, or maybe some up all nights or in here, whatever. Send it to us, weird@hysteria51.com.
There you go. Also, if you have had a paranormal experience you want to tell us about on here, why don't you write it out as detailed as you can and then shoot it over to weird@hysteria51.com as well. We might just read it on the show, you know?
With grammar and punctuation, if at all possible.
It helps. Otherwise, we're free to do with it what we will.
Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of doing with it what you will, we're going to do something with this topic here. Mr. Flora, why don't you tell us about the Devil's Footprints or Hoofprints or the Devil's Podiatrist, whatever. You know, what are we going to call this one? We'll figure it out.
The Devil's Gout of Walking.
He's got the gout.
Dateline, England, February, in the year of our Lord, 1855. The estuary in East and South Devon, England, to be exact.
Now, do you like how I made sure that you started off so I didn't have to try to figure out the proper way to say estuary? And I looked it up 3 times, listened to it, and I knew it. And then when I went to say it again as I was going over my notes I said it wrong like three times. I'm like, I'm just going to have him say it. You know, we write out, what do you want to call this? Like an outline, and we put bullet points. Nowhere in my bullet points is ever the pronunciation or how to do it, because that would be smart.
Yeah, you've slipped them in there here and there before, but.
Well, I like to keep myself on my toes.
I hate myself.
As you were, kind sir. I believe you were talking about estuaries, if I was.
An estuary is like where a river, the land around where a river kind of dumps out, right?
Yeah, you know, not to be confused with a fjord or a swamp.
It's more like delta-ish, if you think of deltas, I think.
It's where the blues comes from.
And I'm doing this from memory. I have all of the world's knowledge at my fingertips, but I'm trying to like not just, hey, you know.
Once we hit record, the internet is off limits to us. I want you to know that right now.
we got to power Kyle through through that. It kind of takes up a lot of bandwidth.
That is
so
true.
Anyways,
that is
Exa
true.
Estuary. The Exa, I think, is a river there too, right?
Yeah, well. Not just a river in Egypt, so.
Oh! Ow!
Oh. I am so sorry. If this was your first time, I apologize that it's your last time listening to the show, as you were, sir.
Yeah, so anyways.
I think I just heard typing.
Our story
takes
place.
I feel
place.
Like you were just typing, and I think you're cheating looking online, but that's okay. I'll give it to you.
this is a hot mic. The story takes place on the. I actually just did a double check that the Exa was a river. Anyway, we got the evening of the 8th of February, 1855.
That one also, some people say it took place over a couple nights, the 8th and the 9th. Some people say it was one night.
They don't know the exact time.
Yeah, well, it was a different time then. You had to go find your priest to find out what the day was, you know, one of those times.
That's like a week's travel.
What's the news, Daddy? It's Father, first off. And second of off, go away.
Yeah. Where's my local religion, Daddy, at? I need to ask him a question.
I need my learning, Dad.
It's winter, right? Yeah. And they have a heavy snowfall. But that's actually unusual for this place and time. I'm guessing that they get some of that good old Gulf Stream happening up there, so it makes it pretty temperate, which, you know, enjoy it while you can, guys. Sorry.
It's like when my wife and I go to Vancouver, and they're like, man, we never have weather like this. It's terrible. Thanks. We're visiting. That's the way that always goes.
Even more strange, though, was what they found in the fresh snow.
Ooh.
A series of hoof-like marks. Mm. These footprints were about 4 inches long, 10 centimeters. Hang on. 3 inches across. You hear my southern. Did you hear a lot of that on your
3 inches
across.
Oh, God damn it. Mike, and ex-Kentucky lessons are not.
three inches across, about 7.6 centimeters, between 8 and 16 inches apart.
Wow.
20 to 41 centimeters.
Yeah.
So, you know, just like the old Tuscan Raiders in your space lore, these prints were mostly in a single file.
Sand people walk single file to hide their numbers. These prints are side by
side. Is this the Native American leading Luke Skywalker?
They did a set. You said that, and it made me think of there was on Saturday Night Live where they do like they do the test screenings or whatever. And who was it? It was Walter Matthau. What the hell is this? I can't do Walter Matthau. Sand people. Fun. Walking single file to hide their numbers. What the hell is this picture about? The worst Walter Matthau ever, but yeah, you get it.
Yeah, he was like, I don't care about these Jawas.
these prints are side by side.
But here's the thing. This is when it was not a single case, right?
Yeah,
they were reported from more than 30 locations across Devon. A couple in Dorset.
Hey.
Even made it to Poole. So more than 30 locations of these things. The crazy part is that it was estimated that the total distance of the tracks amounted to between 40 and 100 miles.
That is crazy.
60 or 160 kilometers.
That devil's a moving.
That's a long ass way for some, you know, cloven-hoofed bastard to march in the new snow, even for England in the 1800s.
Damn right.
That is true, man. I that no matter what that is, if it really was 100 miles of anything or 40 miles of anything, that's crazy. And we say snow, but it was snow that was everywhere and in across houses, rivers, haystacks, and all sorts of crap, right?
It was, yeah. It was on everything in a straight, unbroken line, like there wasn't even an obstacle at all. Now, I'll tell you a little anecdote. I was talking to a tour guide from Highgate Cemetery, and he likes to bring up the fact that a difference between the English and Americans is the English think 200 years is nothing, mm-hmm. you know, while Americans are like, wow, 200 years, that's our history. But 200 miles to an American is nothing. Whereas 200 miles for an English person, he said they have to like pack a picnic and blankets and extra clothes. And
right.
Like, it's a whole thing.
Isn't that funny how different that is? Because you think of how many people are in England, but then you look, England's the size of a state. Really?
Right.
You know?
And they have good trains.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, good subjective at some points, but
yeah, yeah.
The system is there.
Yeah, exactly.
And but I'm I drive, I don't know, almost 100 miles to go to get groceries and back.
Hell, I drove 1,000 miles this weekend, over 1,000 miles this
right?
weekend. Literally. You know, so.
Yeah. So anyways,
obstacles was, as we were talking.
the obstacles we're talking are like the tops of snow-covered roofs, high walls, leading up to and exiting drain pipes as small as 4 inches in diameter.
Wow, that's 10 centimeters.
That's a tiny cheese muffin.
The devil works in mysterious ways.
Hear, hear on that one. The devil works in mysterious ways, and so does David Flora. I just want you all to know that.
I don't like to bring it up, but Brent can. He's allowed.
That's true.
This was major news, right?
Yeah, yeah.
With over 30 locations reporting and stuff. So, in fact, the May 26th, 1855 issue of Bell's Life in Sydney.
Which you do celebrate its entire back catalog, right? I mean, the entire thing.
I'm missing a couple issues. I'm kind of upset about it, actually.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll get to the microfiche and see if we can track them down or not.
That's something. I have all the original Infinity Gauntlet issues except for one. Like the fifth issue, for some reason, they didn't carry it that week or month in my.
Are you like me, and that's the one that's worth the most money every time?
Probably, probably. So you know, I've got like always like
I saw this book
and stuff, but. I need to go find that. Anyways, Bell's Life.
Yeah. read us, if you will. They have an excerpt of it. And
yeah,
I did put
miscellaneous
all of that in
extracts
there.
Column.
I did you a favor, too. So I put this in the outline. And then when they had extra U's and O's in words, I took them out.
Wow.
Because
how am I
we're in America, by God. Yeah, no shit. So this is a England by the way of Australia. Or we'll just do English.
Just English, okay. Weekly Dispatch, right? That read.
Yeah, that's the column.
It appears on Thursday last night, there was a very heavy snowfall in the neighborhood of Exeter and the south of Devon. On the following morning, the inhabitants of the above towns were surprised at discovering the footmarks of some strange and mysterious animal endowed with the power of ubiquity, as the footprints were to be seen in all kinds of unaccountable places, on the tops of houses and narrow walls, in gardens and courtyards, enclosed by high walls and palings, as well as in open fields. And it went on to say...
I'm just drinking it in. Keep going.
What?
I'm just drinking that accent in. Just keep going. It's perfect.
The superstitions go so far as to believe that they are the marks of Satan himself, and that great excitement has been produced among all classes, may be judged from the fact that the subject has been descanted on from the pulpit. The impressions of the foot closely resembled that of a donkey's shoe, and measured from an inch and a half to, in some instances, 2.5 inches across. Here and there it appeared as if cloven, but In the generality of the steps, the shoe was continuous, and, from the snow in the center remaining entire, merely showing the outer crest of the foot, it must have been concave.
What's this inch and a half bullshit, you metric system using bastard? Oh, yeah, it was a while ago. Uh-oh. Oh, Imperial. Hey. So
is that a red flag? Oh, man, up?
I don't know. Maybe so. It's a gauntlet thrown down. We got a fun one to dissect. It's a lot of fun, a lot of weirdness here. And we're going to do just that, but we're going to go to break first and come back with more devilish fun on Hysteria 51.
I see what you did.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
That's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off, rosettastone.com/today. Do it today.
I don't know if you can hear it, but it's the old school break music. The older T for Two Chat.
From 1855
May. All right, let's break this down a little bit. And it's one of those things that when something like this happened back then and became popular, everyone was talking about it because
everybody
for something to go viral, it had to be everywhere. And that's pretty spectacular, really, when you think about it.
Yeah.
And these footprints, I got to work on my enunciation there.
You're going Scottish on me.
These footprints, they emerged after a heavy snowfall, which was unusual, as we said, for the region at the time. So just throwing out some facts, breaking it down. Resembled hoof-like marks, each depending on who you asked, inch and a half, 4 inches, 3 inches across. The stride was 8 to 16 inches, and the tracks were mostly single file. Total distance of 40 to 100 miles, and like we said, traversing over various terrains and obstacles. Most intriguingly, they were going over like these high walls, roofs, haystacks, structures, as well as rivers and other terrain where, like, there's an unfrozen river and they stop and start on each end. Like, it just walked right through. Now, there wasn't tracks in the moving river, unfortunately. That would have been something. But the normal animal tracks would not appear like that, people said. David, on the surface, right off the bat, what do you make of this?
No explanation, Brent.
It's no, definitely the work of Satan himself.
No natural No.
No human would stack books like that.
No explanation, sorry. And I don't want to, you know, jump the gun on anything.
All right. Yeah, but it is weird, right? If you're in that situation. Super. Yeah, you'd see that and you go, And then you hear from your buddy 100 miles away. Hey, do you see weird tracks last night? I sure did. Obviously, we're working with the devil here. But let's not, like you said, let's not jump the gun. Definitely not leave it to us. There's tons of theories out there from people more in tune with it than just Dave and I. So let's start with national and rational explanations because they suck and they're not going to be fun.
Did you say national?
natural and rational. Hey, you fuck you.
Hey,
now you know why. I can barely
I can say what I want.
Yeah, these are my national thoughts. All right, break it down, if you will, some of the not so fun theories of what this might be.
You know, the obvious one to get out of the way real quick here is the animal tracks theory.
Yeah. That's glaring right off the bat, right?
Yeah, right off hot start. Some naturalists or nationalists, I guess, suggested that these were the tracks of a particular animal, possibly distorted by subsequent melting and refreezing of the snow. Candidates ranged from hares and, I don't know what, foxes?
Yeah, probably so, right?
To a stray pony or a donkey, to even badgers, but the nice badgers.
Badgers? Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers!
Thank you, UHF.
Yeah, take that.
They talked about even like kangaroos, mice, you know, camels, anything. I mean, with or without hooves, there's just so many people, had said what it could and couldn't be.
What's weird about reading the description of it, right? They said a donkey's hoof with a shoe, a horseshoe, you know, and sometimes it looked cloven. That doesn't work.
You cloven-hooved bastard. Keep your
shoes on. Donkey's hooves aren't cloven. Nor are horseshoes.
Right, and these were, you know, sometimes it looked one way, sometimes it looked the other, and I think one of the reasons they said it could be different things is because of freezing and refreezing. It's like the way that bear prints will look like human footprints sometimes because of the way that they'll drag, and then it freezes and unfreezes, and then we got Bigfoot, you know, kind of stuff.
Yeah, for the people who, you know, can't take nail clippers to their fucking toenails, I guess. With the claws of a bear.
Uh-oh.
Jesus. So.
What are you getting at? We slept in the same bed one time, and I've already apologized. That's a lie. We've slept in the same bed many times.
The distance of this isn't necessarily count this explanation out, but the going over obstacles and stuff is.
Right.
Animals don't behave quite like that. You know, you don't have a fox or a badger.
A what?
Going through drain pipes and over roofs.
A what?
A badger.
Badgers? Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers!
Hey, Brent.
Yes, sir.
If the NCAA tournament was held and the championship game was between the Wildcats and the Badgers, who you got?
Oh, man. Well, I got to tell you, if I'm filling out my card, I got to go with...
Badgers? Badgers? We don't need no stinking Badgers!
But, you know, I'm no strategist, so we'll see.
Next up, the hoax theory.
Yeah, it's all just bullshit.
There's the possibility that the tracks were a result of a coordinated hoax.
However, the extensive spread of the tracks over difficult terrain makes this theory less plausible for some.
Well, then
they
it would have to be a national
AOL instant messenger back.
It'd have to be a national phenomenon. Thank you very much. National. See where I was going with that? Yeah, it's too far and that time for that to be, you know, this just doesn't scream, you know, a crowdsourced phenomenon for fun shits and giggles.
Yeah.
Like, you know, flash mob.
Like they didn't have
the
fucking time back then to do shit like that, right?
Yeah, they were too busy trying not to die in the winter.
Or maybe that dancing plague, but
yeah,
not this.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The next one that I find interesting, and tell us about it if you will.
This is an interesting one. Atmospheric phenomena.
Yeah.
So there's a few, you know, eggheads at Harvard, scientists that proposed that unique atmospheric or chemical conditions might have created impressions in the snow that resembled footprints.
Yeah.
And they say this could have happened through a number of ways. Number one, hoarfrost formation.
That's my favorite kind of frost.
Best named one. So under certain conditions, hoarfrost forms when water vapor in the air comes into contact with objects that are significantly colder than the freezing point, and this can result in an intricate and sometimes unusual frost pattern.
Yeah, but so, you know, when you look at that, though, that you got the devil's footprints, maybe it's conceivable that a combination of specific temperature gradients and humidity levels led to that kind of formation of frost, but that is a lot of impressions over a long way for that to have happened. All from that, you know.
Yeah, how in the world would you get 100 miles worth of that in a straight line?
Yeah, all resembling hooved footprints. I don't know.
Going in a straight line, I would think that that's just not feasible for that long. You know, something would mess with that up. Something would mess that up, I would think. But, you know, I'm not a weatherman.
Weatherman. Yeah. Next up, we got melting and freezing.
Yeah. So you mentioned this before. During the day, the sun can cause partial melting of snow if the temperature drops significantly at night.
Yeah.
That meltwater refreezes. You see this a lot even today when people are talking about bigger footprints, maybe being Bigfoot or some kind of unknown species of animal or something.
That's bear prints that look nothing like a bear print or, even your own footprints when you go out, you know, in the clean snow, then you get that weird, it's that snowy, rainy mix and you look back out there and holy shit, it's been, you know, giants were here or some shit like that.
Exactly. Yeah. This happens a lot really. But if there were objects like small animals or natural debris, which I also have trouble believing.
Yeah.
The partially melted the snow around them during the day, their removal by movement or wind followed by a sharp freeze at night could create hollows or marks in the snow that might resemble footprints, just like you were saying. So that's a weird one.
Hard to believe again.
Again, it's too long of a distance for stuff like this to be that uniform. Wind erosion patterns on the back of that. You know, wind can sculpt snow and ice into various shapes, often creating patterns that could be surprisingly regular and may be mistaken for deliberate markings.
I've actually seen at our house when we lived out, you know, in the middle of nowhere on the farms land, where they do those rolls. You know, have you ever seen that where it looks like
little
a roll of carpet? Yeah, like a roll of carpet, though.
It
rolled up. You know, we've seen that. And,
that's pretty wild.
A few times. It is wild. And very uniform, several of them over a long area, but definitely not footprints for 100 miles.
That's the killer again.
Yeah.
The thought behind this is that wind patterns during the night, I guess, could have eroded the snow in consistent footprint-like pattern, plausible in open, windswept locations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the very tops of walls and drain pipes.
Drain pipes and hay bales and things like that. Yeah.
Jesus. Anyway,
you know.
Number five, there's a couple more of these. Rare snowfall characteristics.
Yes. The old devil's footprint snowfall.
You know that chestnut.
Yeah.
The nature of snowfall itself its consistency, the size of the snowflakes, the rate at which it fell, can significantly affect how it settles and appears on the ground.
It can, so, but again, we're splitting hairs on the same thing here, I feel like. You know, it's, that is a hell of a drop in a single line for 100 miles.
Yep.
That's a fucked up weather pattern.
Yeah.
Or it happens all the time and we just haven't seen it for a long time. Who knows? Well, it was jelly falling from the sky.
True.
You know, and it caused this. Who knows? You know, shit happens all the time.
So last one we got here, electrical or magnetic phenomena. So if you have a natural electrical or magnetic area, I guess, it's less understood, but it can sometimes interact with the environment in unexpected ways.
It's a long shot, but, you know, people are like, well, that happens. Maybe that did it. We don't know
usually
why or
it,
how.
You know, works better maybe with compasses than snow.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a ley line, Brent.
Son of a bitch. Just when I thought you couldn't get any stupider. You say something like that and totally redeem
pull
yourself.
Pull out a brand new shovel and dig.
So all these require very specific sets of conditions to be plausible.
They do.
And yeah. I'm not saying that that's not, but they all have their challenges, each of these. And in fully accounting for all the reported observations, including that extensive distance, they just don't all check all the boxes for me. But, you know, fuck it. I know that, you know, because of the absence of definitive explanation, there's no definitive explanation. So these ring true to some people, and I understand that. You know, pick your poison, but I prefer to go on to the more likely reasonings, the paranormal and supernatural and cryptid route, if you will.
I think
you would agree with me there, correct, sir?
I like how you're saying, like, none of them check all the boxes. The one box that got checked by, I think, none of them is the distance box, right?
Right. That would be, you know, not to say that, you know, a weather phenomenon can't go that far, because it definitely can, but this is a very particular thing.
Right.
You know, but who am I? Who am I? You know, it's the devil. He works in mysterious ways, as we've already said.
So, how about we start with the banger of this whole thing?
Yeah, it's the devil's footprints, right? You know?
Right.
So guess what? I think it's, you know, it's the fucking devil. Who are we to question his practices?
It's like I always tell the devil, whenever you are out and about.
No, no, we're not interested in listening to that shit.
Fine. Be a loser.
I'm happy to.
Who's to say if it could be anything else? The devil was just like, I'll be damned. I have never seen this much snow in this area. Think I'm going to go for a stroll through some fucking hay fields and drainage pipes and rivers and backyards and whatever the hell else sounds fun, right?
The top of walls, you know, just balance. I'm going to smoke a big old doob and go balancing on a wall.
If you'll excuse me, I'm the devil. You know, a lot of these go hand in hand too, you know, with the devil. He's more of a known creature, so to speak. But next up, we have unknown creatures.
Oh, hit us.
Yeah, some paranormal theorists, as I like to call them, a.k.a. the real experts out there
AKA
in
us.
The know. Yeah, they say that the tracks could belong to an unknown creature, perhaps of otherworldly origin. Dun, dun, dun. Who knows there? But, you know, it briefly visited our plane of existence. I was reading on this one guy, and obviously this is an extra-dimensional blah, blah, blah. Or maybe he's always been here and decided to winter in England, and the guy hit with an unexpected snowstorm. Shit! So he, you know, he was traveling in various when you travel, your plans rarely go as planned, as we all know. You know, so you get hit with a little snowstorm, you take a wander. You know, and one of the things is I made a list. I looked online for cryptids that had hooves, and guess what? Pretty much anything that's a cryptid, someone saw it with hooves, is what I found out.
Nice.
Chupacabra, yeah, people seen it with hooves. Mothman, multiple sightings said the Mothman had fucking hooves. Jersey Devil, that's a given. Occasionally the Wendigo or Wendigo, or, you know, to pick your poison on that pronunciation. Well, sometimes it's got hooves when it's eating its own people and, you know, and eating other human beings and shit like that. Goatman, that one is... self-explanatory. The you want to take a crack at that one? I wrote it down. The
Minikayo?
Minikaya, you know, it's a cryptid from South American folklore described as a giant earthworm. Guess what? Sometimes this earthworm is seen with hooves. And let's not forget those fiery camel bastards that are out there. You know, as we've talked about on here before, sometimes you got a dead dude on fire on the back of a camel, you know?
Hooves. I love it. The devil.
Do people just add hooves to shit for effect?
Yes. It goes
with hooves.
It's a way to combat paganism. They added this shit. And I even talked about it in my devil episode. When it happened, it came from a series of like murals or something that some dipshit early on, I think it was Jerome.
Thanks a lot, Jerome.
Yeah, a guy named Jerome wrote a bunch of shit, but I think it was him or may have been right after, but he saw a lot of just murals of satyrs. And because, you know, they're associated with being wild and free in the forest and sex and debauchery, he's like, well, that's perfect devil imagery. Anyway.
If I ever write a book about satanic panic, it's going to be called Thanks a Lot, Jerome.
Yeah.
Brian's Guide to the World of Satanic Panic. Ah, man. Yeah, so there's a little more coming. We've got, we're missing the big piece of this. Which you could say some of this falls into it, but this all goes hand in hand. We got to go to the conspiracy theorists out there. They're coming up after the break with the truth on Hysteria 51. Let's get theoretical. Conspiratheorical? You choose your own adventure on that one. Conspiratheorical.
That sounds great.
I'm a scientistician.
T-shirt.
Oh, I did get asked to put out more stuff on Redo Our TeePublic, so that's coming up this week. I'm going to add a bunch of new and older designs that have been removed, so keep an eye out for that. Link in the show notes. Selfless promotion. Here we come. Anyway, conspiracy theory time. Tell us what the truthers out there know to be facts.
All right, right out the gate with a banger. Secret experiments.
Of course it was.
So,
of course.
Some modern conspiratheorists speculate that the tracks were the result of a clandestine government or scientific experiment unknown to the public. You know, 1855 government... Black ops stuff.
That is a lot of coordination for 1855 time period when they couldn't even figure out how to not eat like bad food and, you know, not shit in the same streams they're taking baths in and stuff. I don't know. That
1855, this was right after Spring Hill Jack. Hello.
Yep.
This is middle of Victorian England. Right. It was before Jack the Ripper, saying 1888.
Jack so going for a stroll, heading to England, heading to London.
I don't know, man. Like trains are just coming online.
Yeah. But we have clandestine secret government experiments.
I like the idea that it was like a prototype of some kind of like all-terrain vehicle, bicycle or something.
There's just a guy pedaling. It makes that noise, dude. It is truly an all-terrain
splash,
vehicle.
Splash, splash,
a true all-terrain. And he's got a monocle, and he's just pedaling in like a three-piece, impeccable three-piece suit.
It's actually Kenneth Branagh from Wild Wild West.
Yes.
And he's got like a spider single-handedly bicycle.
In the 100 miles put a hole in the fucking ozone because of the amount of fucking coal it burned.
I just cracked this case. Sorry. Though. We're done.
Man.
That's the end. We got, there's like four more on here to talk about. Nope.
How do you spell? Because that's the...
Anyway, so that's some bullshit. How about advanced technology, what we were just talking about? I mean, yeah, it's tied to it. It suggested some form of advanced unknown technology was being tested, which left behind such inexplicable marks, which, you know, that's yeah. exactly what I just said. And yeah, we were jumping the gun right into what's the next one, Brent?
Extraterrestrial activity, sir. We all know the footprints were the result of extraterrestrial beings visiting Earth, as you do.
Like you do.
And, of course, the soothsayers and proponents of this theory point to allegedly non-human characteristics of the footprints, which anytime they're hoofing usually tends to be non-human.
Ooh.
Such as their uniform shape.
What low-hanging fruit.
The vast distance they covered. Which seems to be beyond the capabilities of any known animal. It's got to be from Elseworlds.
Sure, I don't know.
What do you think? Yeah, feels right, right?
Well, think about this, Brent. What if you popped into another dimension, and in that dimension, it was a desert?
Okay.
And like, what are you gonna do? Just stand still?
Right. You got to go for a walk. Where am I? You got
to try to find something.
Son of a bitch.
I don't know what they were looking for, because apparently they went over everything.
It could have been Sasquatch, because they have hooves. We learned it here.
Mm-hmm. So
that's what they were looking for, was hood, cloven hoof Sasquatch. Who knew?
I was just, I was just thinking... If we were in this situation, we would probably leave some kind of footprints and not even think about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I wouldn't even think twice. You know, you leave them. And this kind of goes into the next thing, time travel or said interdimensional disturbances, right. As you know. And as a disturbance, you might not even know you're doing it. Just didn't even know where I was.
Right. Temporary materialization from another time or dimension, leaving physical evidence of its presence. Or like echoes we've talked about before, you know, but this time in footprints instead of voices or stone tape theory, which that's kind of an interesting, away.
Right? You know, like that's kind ways, of this, but like if there could be things like so sometimes they're saying with those, they're not from this plane, but they're bleeding over. Mm-hmm. Where does it stop? You know, and as crazy as that sounds, that's stuff that the governments that be have put a lot of money into researching. That's a tough pill to swallow to want to believe, and then you find out that they took it real enough to put decades of research into it, and you're like, fuck, what don't we know?
Oh, yeah. Everything.
Oh, it's maddening to think of, you know, the stuff that we probably giggle at here, and some dude's like, idiots. Isn't that right, sure. Plinko? That's right! Diddly, 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 diddly. Oh, you want me? I'm going out to get smokes. You want one? Diddly, 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 diddly. Oh, thanks, Plinko. we also have to consider, this is also in our namesake, so we got to say it, mass hysteria, or just exaggeration, because this was a time of yellow journalism. Yellow journalism meaning when they made up stories, right?
Sure, yeah. It's for the clicks or the pints at that point, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know, just mass hysteria. If you want to go down that, you know, paging Mr. Ergot.
If it was
the
one
snow
dude
came in and
who was hopped up on Ergot. he had some bad rice, and then like
I gotta
put
walk
on
this
his
off.
He put on his goat shoes and just took a walk and disappeared.
These are gonna catch on one day. I know it. He was just really into fashion, and we didn't understand it. Oh, man. It might not be due to bad bread, but this theory suggests, you know, there's a few unusual but explainable footprints could have been seen and then blown out of proportion, maybe. This can lead to widespread panic or embellishment. That happened a lot in that time, or it could all just been made up, or it was all true. You know, it's a pick your own poison on that, right?
I mean, this is the biggest pick your own poison, I think. What sounds good to you?
Like, well, you got to look at the time it was. Historians and folklorists view this phenomenon as part of the cultural and social context of what they call the 19th century England context, where superstitions and religious beliefs were deeply ingrained in the public consciousness, and they overlap sometimes. And they emphasize the impact that phenomenon like this had on local population, contributing to lasting legends, legacies, folklore, things like that. We see it here too. And where did they come from? And a lot of these things that we laugh at now, people really, really believed at one point in time.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like I said, it goes back to the knowledge that was disseminated at the time did come a lot from the church.
Yeah.
And it was getting better by 1855 for sure. You know, there was, I think there were several colleges and universities coming online, yeah. And the education was starting to get better. You know, you just had the Age of Enlightenment, things like that. So that stuff, though, was very ingrained into people's zeitgeist. So,
well, you know, you had these small towns and town folk that were based around a community of a church. Right. Whoever was leading the church said what they needed to keep people in line. And
people were happy to believe it because
right.
they were so focused on surviving.
Yeah. Yeah. It was something to make them not want to go out into the world or reasons not to or whatever. For better or worse, that has happened over and over again in history and society all over. Kind of bringing it home here, no matter what you fall at or what you look at, the Devil's Footprints, it's captivating. It remains a captivating mystery. And what is truly fun is that there's no single explanation. This is kind of what we were saying earlier, that adequately accounts for all of the aspects. You can click some boxes, but not all of them. And there is, it really kind of puts into perspective or represents an intersection of folklore, unexplained natural phenomenon, human fascination with the unknown, religion, supernatural, everything kind of ties a bow. And like we said, it's a choose your own adventure. And whether you interpret this as historical curiosity, a paranormal event, or an unsolved natural riddle, it continues to be a subject of debate and intrigue among experts, enthusiasts, and hack podcasters alike.
Who?
And this event undeniably holds a special place in the annals of unexplained phenomenon. That's what we're talking about here, because it's been one that a lot of you guys have talked about before and wanted us to do, and continues to inspire curiosity and research to this day because they're still talking about it. Or maybe CBOT did it. That's a possibility, too. We don't know.
Maybe what do you think, do? Print? Where do you land?
I have a hard time saying it was natural phenomenon, but I have a hard time thinking that it was people put together and did it as a hoax. I tend to think that they saw some stuff in some areas and it got overblown and put out into the news. Hmm. Like there was weird tracks that were probably easily describable if you knew what you were looking at, and people didn't. And then, oh, I saw it too. And then it kind of got blown out, or aliens, either or. I'm 50-50 on that.
So you think there might be a kernel of truth to it?
There could be a kernel of truth to there was tracks that people didn't understand. You know, I think that, you know, a lot of these things come from a kernel of truth, but they get misrepresented, you know, yeah. over time.
I like that. I like the possibility that it started from something kind of benign and it just exploded into this,
yeah.
you know, as the media at the time got a hold and, yeah. and word spread. I don't think there were tracks, to be honest. I think okay, it was all so made up.
You just wholesale. See it as the whole thing was just a, you know.
Yeah, it was a story.
They're screaming it to sell newspapers kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think that there is, you know, you do bring up a good point that there could be a kernel of truth. There may be something weird in one dude's farm. Then it just went out of control. I think this was, by and large, made up wholesale.
Yeah.
After the fact, it was a legend that just kind of almost like the Hook story, the urban legend
in the car, the yeah,
story,
yeah, so. Yeah, or how the you know the legend of you can get pregnant on your first time, shit like that, you know, just
Here's a tip. You never will. Just go for it.
Save sex for suckers. You heard it here first. Oh, Lord. What really matters is what you guys think. How can they tell us, sir?
Sorry, what? It popped out a second. I was like, tell us, sir.
I said, what really matters is what they think. How can they tell us? Other than, you guys can send us
any form of correspondence you want. We'd prefer it if it was like weird at hysteria51.com. You can go to Hysteria Nation, follow that on facebook.com/hysteria51pod. There's the nation on there as well. Patreon, Brent, what's
Patreon.com/hysteria51. You can find easy all these without ads for a dollar on up on there.
You can leave us a voicemail, 773-669-7277, 773-669-7277.
Yep. Or just
tell
go
a friend,
to hysteria51.com.
Tell an enemy.
Yeah. Tell two enemies and see if you can get them to fight for you. And see if either of them have cloven hooves, and then you're halfway there. All right, so that's been our look into the devil's footprints. With that said, I've been Brent.
I've been David.
He's been Conspiracy Bot.
Badgers? Badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers!
It was terrible! It was just terrible! I'll never get over it as long as I live!
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. We'll be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand joint.